Crew members, what it be?
Hey, yo. Sorry, I was dancing. I gotta dance a bit sometimes when
Dude, the music's good.
Yeah, and when I don't
love it,
and when I'm not here in person to hear it in a couple weeks, it's just I vibe out.
Nothing wrong with that. So, we got Andy back.
Yeah, buddy. Good to be back. I just love the smell in here. Just smells like video games and Wawa. It's brilliant.
That's pretty much all it ever is.
Yeah.
Video games, Wawa, little bit of, self-doubt.
What I haven't told Wes is that every time I'm in here, I start to feel a little bit less of myself because I constantly feel like Link is judging me because he is, Link is just...
That is fierce.
Link is fiercely staring at me like, bro, you better get this right. Wes has this sick picture Link that we got to get hung up.
Yes. Actually,
we don't have room.
Yeah, no. We can put it right over here.
Is there enough room there?
Oh, it should fit.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe he's right. Wes is going over to check to make sure we got room for this thing. Let's see. Oh, he's right. He's right. Not much, but we got it.
Oh, no. We're very, very close.
Okay. Anyway, so yes, I am back today. And as usual, one in, one's out. So I'm in, Ant's out. And Ant will be out for the foreseeable future. He'll be out for the next couple months because he is going to be away for work.
Yep.
For a few months. He'll be back mid-December, and we'll figure out his return then. Hopefully, he'll be itching to get back in once he gets back. But until then, as per usual, we will just...
keep on rolling.
Keep on keeping on.
Let's go.
And first step in keep on keeping on is bringing back a little H&V, a little Heroes and Villains, baby.
Woo!
We were all supposed to do this together, but, you know, the way this shook out, we didn't want to sit on it anymore.
We didn't want to sit it on it?
We didn't want to sit it on it. So, we are going with... the lovable Naughty Dog Bandicoot, Crash Bandicoot. And,
see, first and foremost, I didn't even know what the fuck a bandicoot was.
Did you actually look one up to see?
No, I haven't looked one up yet.
Okay. anyway, sorry. So.
I'm not.
Before we went into the characters, and we did what we normally do, one of us takes the hero, one of us takes the villain. Wes decided to take Neo Cortex, the villain. I am taking Crash Bandicoot. But before we get into that, I wanted to do a little backstory on the game itself, how it came to be, and a little bit of Crash's backstory as far as his creation. I just saw that you got the peep one, by the way. So what did you feel about your first look at a Bandicoot?
It doesn't
look like Crash.
No.
You will understand why. It's in my thing. You'll understand why, but... why it doesn't totally look like Crash. There's little similarities here and there, but...
they went extinct?
Yeah. Crash is the last one.
R.I.P. to the... you know what I mean? To the genus. Goddamn.
So, to give a little backstory, one of the main reasons Naughty Dog even created Crash Bandicoot for Sony was due to Sony's lack of an existing mascot to compete with Mario and Sonic at the time.
I remember that.
Right? So, and now, here's the funny thing. Even though at this point, mascots were seen as increasingly unimportant with like cross-licensing and stuff like that, because then, you know, a mascot may not be your mascot anymore if you're licensing your games out otherwise.
True.
But Sony wanted to cover all the bases anyway, so they said, screw it, we're doing it. We want our mascot. This is what we're going to do. So the route they decided to go was to do what Sega and Warner Brothers did with Sonic and with someone like the Tasmanian Devil by incorporating an animal that was real, cute, but nobody really knew much about. So they'd have a little freedom to play with it.
I mean, look, if you think of Taz from the Looney Tunes, he looks nothing like a Tasmanian devil. Tasmanian devils are black with white all along, like, the chest. And Taz doesn't look anything like that. Even with Taz, you know what I mean, from the show that he had when we were kids, you know what I mean, the old cartoon, none of them looked like that.
Yeah, I agree. So the way they started, now it was two guys, it's the producer and director, their names were, Andy Gavin and Jason Rubin are the creators of Crash, and his design originally done by someone named Charles, I don't know if it's Zambillas or Zambias, I'm gonna go ahead and say Zambias, just to guess.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah, so when they knew they wanted a real cute animal that nobody really knew, the first thing they did was they purchased a field guide on Tasmanian animals. And they selected three that they were going to start with: a wombat, a bandicoot, and You might have to look this up because I don't know what the hell this is. I might not even say it right. A Potoroo? 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 P-O-T-O-R-O-O. While Wes is looking that up, I'll keep going. Actually, no, because I want to see what this looks like. Oh, so that's right in there. That makes sense.
That's a weird
That looks like some Australian
thing.
Shit, all right? You can always look at that and be like, yeah, that can't, that's in Australia.
It is also known as a rat kangaroo.
Okay,
it is a kangaroo rat.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. So, a wombat, a potoroo, and a bandicoot were the options that they went with. So, Andy and Jason decided to make him a goofy, fun-loving, and most importantly, make sure that he never talked. Because their whole philosophy was that voices for video game characters back then were always lame, negative, and distracted from the identification with the character. Now, the last part of that I get, because there were times where when we talked about, like, when you play, you know, Fallout or something like that, when you're the Vault Hunter, you're playing as that character, you have an idea of what that guy sounds like or what that lady sounds like. So if you have a voice that doesn't match that, it can throw you off from being able to actually identify with who you're playing as.
True.
So I get the point behind it. And this is what I said I would get to when you looked at the bandicoot. So when Charles and Biaz was brought in for the design, they decided there would be no connection between the real animal and the final design. Opting for a 51-49 split, 51 by technical and visual necessity, and 49% by inspiration. So that's why. Now, originally, he was not going to be Crash Bandicoot, because when they looked up the Wombat, the Potoroo, and the Bandicoot, originally he was going to be Willy the Wombat. And he was referred to as Willy the Wombat for a good portion of the first game's production. It was never meant to be the final name because they believed, and I quote, it was too dorky. And they, yeah, too dorky. And even if they wanted to use it, they wouldn't have been able to because there was a non-video game character of the same name that was already out. So Willy the Wombat, they wouldn't have been able to use
anyway. I was
about
to say, that does sound a little familiar.
After the 51-49 split and they decided how they were going to do it, his head was made large with no neck on purpose to counter the lower resolution of TV screens at the time and to make facial expressions more discernible. So it was actually a pretty smart thing they went with there. Are you looking up Willy the Wombat?
Yeah.
Or Willy actually, Wombat?
Yeah, Willy Wombat. And, I mean, he's part of the wiki for Bandicoot.
Well, I mean, his name pops up, so it makes sense.
Yeah, let's see. Willy Wombat was the first concept of Crash created in 1994 after when Naughty Dog was going to create a game with Willy Wombat. They made him orange and changed him to a bandicoot and made his name Crash, making him, as we all know, Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah. And you look back now and you think, like, man, I don't know that the game would have worked if it's called Willy the Wombat. But anyway, all right, back to where I was. So, like I said, they made it. They purposely made his head large with no neck to counter the lower resolution of television screens at the time to make facial expressions more discernible. Also, due to the limitations that the PlayStation had at the time, he was not given a tail or any flappy straps of clothing because PlayStation could not display those pixels without flickering, and they didn't want that.
That makes a lot of sense.
With the use of a higher-tech animation style they had at the time called Vertex Animation, they were able to give... I'm calling him Willy because that's who he was still called at this point.
True.
They were able to give Willy more facial animations than any other video game characters at or before that time. So while they were preparing for the game's demonstration at the Electronic Entertainment Expo, the decision was finally made to rename the character Crash Bandicoot. Quite simply, his surname being his species and his first name stemming from his visceral reaction to his destruction of boxes. They didn't land on Crash immediately, though, because
they don't like boxes.
They did also dabble in Dash, Smash, and Bash were also possibilities of what they would use.
I think Dash Bandicoot wouldn't be bad.
No, I mean, you could have gotten... All those probably would have been passable. Crash works, though. However, the name did not go over well with everyone. Universal Interactive Studios insisted that he be named, even though Willy the Wombat was out. They wanted him to be Wes, Wezzy, or Wuzzle the Wombat, or Ozzy the Otzel.
I'm telling... Ozzy the what?
Otzel. O-T-Z-E-L. Go ahead, look it up.
God, dude.
Animals. Dude. We're not Australian, bro.
What is it? Spell it again.
O-T-Z-E-L. I've seen them before. We good?
You said O-T-Z-A-L or E-L?
E-L, I believe.
That's what I got.
There you go. Anyway, so you want to know how Crash prevailed, even though they wanted him to be named one of those names?
An otter and a weasel. Okay.
Basically, they got strong-armed. The reason Crash prevailed was because Naughty Dog threatened to leave the production. They said, you name him Crash or we're out.
I mean, and it's their thing.
Now, that wasn't the last hurdle they had to jump, because after showcasing Crash to Sony's Japanese division, the executive stated their dislike for the character and his renderings. So during a break following the initial meeting, Andy approached Charlotte Francis, who was the original artist responsible for the renderings, and gave her 15 minutes to close Crash's huge smiling mouth to make him seem less aggressive, change his eyes from green to black, and make his spiky hair smaller. And then after making those changes, seeing the modified printouts, Japan decided to buy Crash Bandicoot for Japanese distribution, and the rest is kind of history. That background. Now, moving on to Crash himself, because that's who I got, and this is about him and about his background in the game itself. So, Crash Bandicoot, real name, Crashworth Cortex the First. Nationality, Australian. Now his age is unknown. There's actually a lot of discussions that are going on the internet of people trying to figure out how old he is. Now, he's believed to be 18 and up simply because his girlfriend in the first game is an adult. So, okay. we're hoping that he's over 18. He's 5 feet tall, and he is an Eastern Barred Bandicoot.
Okay.
He has a sister named Coco, an adopted brother named Crunch, and his significant other, Tauna, is another feminine anthropomorphic bandicoot. For those who don't know what that means, it's basically a bandicoot that looks like a human.
Yeah. Humanoid.
Yeah, basically. So.
Like our reptilian overlords.
Now, here is the backstory of Crash in the game. So, and again, I try my best to not step on what you're going to be doing with Neo, but there may be a little overlap. If there is, it's fine.
I figured there would be.
So, Crash began life as a normal bandicoot living freely as a wild animal in the jungles of Insanity Island.
Son of a bitch.
Is that part of yours?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just saying son of a bitch. Okay. My man took him and said, guess what I'm going to do to you?
Yep. And like Wes said, he was then captured by Neo Cortex in order to be made the general of Cortex's Cortex Commandos as part of his evil plan to conquer the world. He was mutated by Cortex and his right-hand man, Embryo, with the Evolvo Ray, which gave him a human sapience and made him anthropomorphic. And then they proceeded with a 9-month training program.
So do we get a training montage?
Yeah.
To the best.
You're the best. Right. Yeah. Oh, God. Now I want to watch Karate Kid. Neo Cortex had a machine. He had a machine called the Cortex Vortex that was designed to turn Crash into a genius and brainwash him into being 100% loyal to Cortex's every order. Now, despite Embryo telling Neo that the machine was faulty, he sent Crash through it anyway. The machine failed and rejected Crash, giving him an opportunity to escape. He runs out of a window, falls into the sea below, and then rather than sit and stew, Cortex began fixing the machine and then moved on to his next target, Tauna, Crash's girlfriend. Sometime later, Crash awoke, dazed and confused and lost, on the shore of Insanity Island, and this is where the game begins, as Crash sets off on a quest to traverse the Wumpa Islands to stop Cortex's plan of world domination and rescue his girlfriend, Tauna Bandicoot. So that's what you see. Like, so we literally, when you start that very first level of Crash Bandicoot and you're on that beach,
yeah,
that's where he washes up after he escapes from the machine. Crash's first appearance was indeed in Crash Bandicoot in 1996. Woof. Woof, that's old. Makes me feel old. But now subsequent appearances, I'm not going to lie. Do you know how many Crash Bandicoot games are out there? Because there are far more than I thought.
There has to be upwards of a dozen.
Give me a second.
Okay. Now, while I give him a second, I am just going to sit here and talk absolute bullshit. So what's going on, people? How we living?
22. Now, I think two of those are remakes. But so some of the subsequent appearances, you have Crash Bandicoot 2, Cortex Strikes Back, Crash Bandicoot 3, Warped. They dabbled in the Mario Kart, Diddy Kong Racing world, and they came out with Crash Team Racing.
Yeah, CTR.
Nitro Fueled. Yep. You had Crash Bash, Crash Bandicoot Wrath of Cortex, Crash Bandicoot The Huge Advantage, Crash Bandicoot 2 Entranced, Crash Nitro Kart. There was even a crossover with Spyro.
Yes.
Crash Bandicoot Purple, Ripto's Rampage, and Spyro Orange, which I had no idea about. Crash Twinsanity, Crash Tag Team Racing. And then when you start getting into some of the newer systems, you do have some remakes where, you know, they remade Crash Team Racing, the Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy, which I'm pretty sure we both have, right? I think you have it too.
Yeah, I have
Where they remade the three OGs. So he's been in all those. Appearances outside of the series, there is a cameo in Uncharted 4, which I actually haven't played yet, so I don't know about it. But there is a cameo in Uncharted 4. Crash has also appeared...
I could ask Alex about that.
Crash has also appeared in numerous Skylanders.
That makes a lot of sense.
And also Astro's Playroom, which I don't remember, because I played and beat everything you could there.
You 100%ed
it. Yeah. So maybe I'm just forgetting. Maybe if I had to think, it's in that room where you... Like that PlayStation room that you're filling up with all this stuff. Maybe he's in there somewhere.
It has to be one of the... I mean, look, maybe he's part of one of the murals on the walls.
That's very possible.
Or maybe the you know, the arm that like picked up the balls to, you know, because you're getting the coins, like the...
I know what you're saying. So, and that would make the most sense.
It could be coming from that as well,
as to where it is. So outside of that, plenty of Crash merchandise. Crash has been featured in two series of Bandicoot action figures produced by the now defunct Resaurus for Crash Bandicoot 2, Cortex Strikes Back. They produced a Jetboard Crash. It's a Crash Bandicoot figure bundled. With the jetboard scene in the game. And a Jetpack Crash, a goggle-wearing Crash Bandicoot bundled with the jetpack scene in the game. Crash Bandicoot Warp, they came out with a couple figures of Crash, Aku Aku and Coco. He had his own Skylanders, obviously. I brought that up. What else? And then when they wanted to promote the series coming back, obviously various shirts, keychains, you know, shit like that. Plenty of it. This I actually thought was kind of cool. You don't often see paleontology cultural impact when you're talking about a video game character, but paleontologists have named an extinct bandicoot from the Miocene of Australia after the character Crash Bandicoot.
That's fucking awesome.
Although somewhat unusual for the scientific community, the name was used in an entirely unaltered form without attempting to return to its Latin or Greek roots. So that's actually pretty fucking cool.
The OG, baby.
Some of the records, because I usually do go through these, or some of the accolades, I should say. Having drawn numerous comparisons to competing mascots like Mario and Sonic, game publications, including the 2011 version of the Guinness Book of World Records Gamers Edition, have described Crash as one of the best and iconic video game characters of all time.
Makes sense.
His animations were praised in it. His appearance and mannerisms is 100% perfection. Game Revolution. Praised Crash's quirky mannerisms is always refreshing. John Brody of GameSpot described Crash as disarmingly cute and fuzzy.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I have a question for you, and I'm guessing it's going to lead into something else you're talking about. But like when you're talking about the mascots, are you going to talk about the fact of Naughty Dog trolling the fuck out of like everybody with their commercials with Crash?
I didn't, but
do you remember that?
I do.
You would have you
the
have,
real Crash.
Yes,
right?
It was you like would have somebody in a crash suit.
I do.
And
I
then
remember.
They would just be walking around with a bullhorn.
Yeah,
and they would just be screaming shit at like Microsoft or Nintendo, or like they'd be yelling at like out like a GameStop or an EB Games or some shit.
I forgot that until EB Games.
Oh yeah, I'm bringing it back.
KB Toys.
Yeah, boy. But from those is Crash's voice.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know who did his voice then. It's Steve Bloom.
Why does that name sound so familiar?
So, you know the Toonami cartoon dude? Even the one that intros all Toonami?
Yes.
That's his voice.
Well, gee.
Wolverine, I mean, in a handful of X-Men stuff, he's Wolverine. He does all sorts of voices.
Well, damn. Good guy to choose then.
Oh, God. Yes, dude, Steve Bloom is fucking fantastic.
But yeah, that is Crashworth Cortex the First. So now I'm going to turn it over to Wes. He's going to give you a little background on the evil Neocortex.
The evil is not part of his name.
I'm calling
him
evil.
No. You're not going to disrespect my man like that. His name is Neo Periwinkle Cortex.
I did not know that, and that is fantastic. You are now Periwinkle, sir. Come here, P-Wink.
Right, so let's talk about Perry a little bit. He was the art concepts were first drawn by David Siller, and he made him basically a completely bald scientist with a peach-shaped head. Like, yeah, he has an abnormally large head with an N on the forehead, and he wore glasses and a lab coat, and obviously, you know, I mean, just a standard evil scientist look. So later, Joe Pearson made several sketches of the Cortex design until somebody else drew a sketch with a similar hairline to Wolverine's, kind of like, you know what I mean, like the sides. Not necessarily coming down, but like out
yeah.
and up.
Yeah.
So that's essentially how you got Cortex's hair.
You know, it's funny. When you look back at villains back in the day, they always wanted to do something crazy with hair or facial hair, because like what you just said about Cortex, you got Dr. Wily with the same thing. This think crazy about, hair sticking out the side. Robotnik with the yeah. crazy mustache.
Think about back in the, what was it? I mean, back when like silent movies. But I'm saying that you had the classic look of, you know what I mean, the evil guy putting the dame on a railroad track, and what he always looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he always looked like, the kid from Meet the Robinsons.
Yeah.
Goo. Or yeah, Gru. Yeah. What the fuck the dude's name is. But yeah, dude, just looked absolutely beyond evil. But yeah, dude, like you said, that's the way you were able to show who was bad and who was good. So let's talk about Perry, how he looks a little bit. Now, I'm not going to stop calling him Perry.
He's P-Wink to me, bro. That's P-Winky.
He's normally depicted as a short, yellow-skinned, large-headed man. I just love the way that sounds. Short, yellow-skinned, large-headed man.
Shut up, big head.
Right? In the official strategy guide, the N on his head actually stands for nerd. Even though other people think it's appropriately for Neo.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Nah, but in the Crash Bandicoot files and Wrath of Cortex official guides, it stands for nerd.
Oh, okay.
So that's fun to see. Yeah, dude, that's been on his forehead since the age of 3.
Sheesh.
Yeah, he's been fucked up for that long. Man. That long. He also has a spiky goatee, extremely large hands with very thin arms. It's like, again, I don't really understand like how this guy looks. I mean, he looks fucking ridiculously abnormal.
He looks like he could be on The Simpsons.
Yeah. So the original fucking design, like I love this, dude. I love this, the OG. Yeah, dude, you have the sideburns that are hitting way out on the side. You got the little mohawk on top, the N, beady eyes, red underneath. Yeah, dude, like, yeah, Cortex is just straight up asshole. 100%. You gangster. Gave pretty much everything that I would think when it comes down to, like, stuff about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Cortex? Especially when it comes down to the first game, because that was basically the premise of what we're doing here.
Absolutely.
So, with all of that information, I actually want to give you a little bit more of the trivia type stuff.
Ooh, hell
because
yeah.
I mean it's fun stuff. So obviously Neo Cortex is a pun off of the part of the brain. I mean neocortex, obviously.
Yeah.
So the original thought for the voice was actually from Brendan O'Brien, who was who was part of the team. His father was Edmund O'Brien. And many people would know Edmund O'Brien from his many, many years in film. He actually spent a lot of time doing films from the late 30s all the way up until actually 2018. Shit. But yeah, so and the original voice actor for Cortex was Clancy Brown. People are going to go, I know that name, Clancy Brown. Where do I know it from? Not only is he Crab SpongeBob.
Oh my God, yeah.
He's the crab. Mr. Krabs?
Mr. Krab.
Yeah. And I mean, he's been in a million fucking things. Both live television and voiceover work. The man does an insane amount of voiceover work. What else do I got?
You tell me. What else you got?
Currently, he is being voiced by Lex Lang, who predominantly, you know what I mean, kicks just video games. He doesn't really do much else. I haven't really seen much else on his filmography. But, yeah, I mean, look, you have different versions of Cortex. You have the Robo Cortex, Baby Cortex, Regular Cortex, you know, Robo Perry.
Yeah. No, dude, if that's all you got,
yeah, that's pretty much all that I have. I mean, you doing what you do, you always go, I mean, you always throw millions more information than what you, even than your initial part. And it just makes it easier for me because then I can just sit here and talk less.
Fair enough.
Even though you might not be able to tell.
Fair enough.
I fucking love these games. I will say that. The original PlayStation was one of my first systems that I was able to pick up like for like Christmas or something. And all we did was play Crash Bandicoot and Spyro. Like when we first got it, that is all that we did.
I played the dog shit out of Crash. And again recently when the Insane Trilogy came out, I played that. Like, every time I was picking up the controller, that's what I was playing.
Yeah. And actually, I had a friend, Adrian, from the Unknown Games podcast. He played on stream Crash 4. And, dude, it looked like a fun game. You were able to be... I mean, you're even able to be Cortex in that one, which is very weird. You don't normally get to have that option. But, yeah, dude, you could be Cortex. You'd be a handful of other villains in the game because the new villain you got to deal with is much, much more bad. But yeah, so that is the quickie, half-houry, heroes and villains. I am going to now let Anthony tell y'all where they can find us. Ant, I need your help, dog.
Glorious. It's a glorious day today, and it's Saturday, and we're going to connect with CGC. You can find us at consolegamingcrew.com. You can find us at our email, which is consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle, by the way, is @consolecrew. YouTube and Instagram are both consolegamingcrew. If you check us out, check out Boss Rush Network, which is bossrush.net. Great place. There's lots of things you can find there aside from us. Great people. By the way, Twitch should be returning at some point. It is CGC Podcast. We have co-op Mondays, and we're going to do something fancy for Fridays. I don't know yet. But that's where you can find us. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.
Speaking of the streaming with Twitch, that is going to be coming back very soon. Very soon.
Indeed, indeed.
Next episode, we'll do... What are we playing? Give everybody a little more information on stuff like that. Because we've been playing some fun fucking games. We've been throwing down on Texas Chainsaw Massacre on Xbox, which has been great. We just started back up on Chell with NHL 24.
I am about 10 hours or so into Jedi Survivor.
Ooh, I completely forgot about that game. Yeah. I haven't even touched that yet.
Do you have it?
I don't have it, but
I mean,
it's easy to get.
I have the physical game.
Oh, fuck.
Do you have the physical PlayStation? I forget.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
It's right here.
Yeah, okay. Well, when I'm done, I can toss to you.
Word. All right, y'all. So, until next time, please stay safe, wash your hands, do what you got to do to feel good, fucking game like hell, because that always makes me feel good. And as always, y'all.
Game on, baby.
Game on, y'all. Peace.